Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 207. We are talking about how you could be leaving money on the table. Hello. Happy Friday, TGIF. And we are in my office and I wanted to showcase the office Christmas tree. Ba-boom. I actually bought the Christmas tree a few years ago for my office, you guys, and I never decorated it. Years have passed and I just kind of left it downstairs for the kids to kind of decorate. This year, we are 2 weeks away from Christmas and I was like, yo, let me get this Christmas tree up here and decorate it at least once. So here I am showcasing our Christmas tree. But today what I want to talk about is how we are leaving money on the table. How you could be potentially leaving money on the table when it comes to your business. And I was talking to an amazing, I call her a spiritual life speaker slash trainer. She calls herself something different. However, I was talking to her today, or not today, this week, and we kind of went over a business strategy session and went over some of the things that is currently happening in her business. And one of the things is that she does not have a follow-up plan, a follow-up sequence for prospects she is currently talked to. She has currently pitched her services to, and that is a huge problem when it comes to where could you potentially be leaving money on the table in your business? Where could you be leaving money? And that is, guys, one of the ways you could be leaving money. And the reason why this is now a conversation is because that means many people have the same issue. A lot of the people that I do talk to ask me, well, they ask me two questions. These are the two questions that I get commonly. Number one, how do I generate leads to have people actually know me, hear me, and actually come to me for my services? That's number one. And number two, when I get these prospects, these leads that I'm working really hard to get, what do I do with them? What do I do once I have them? Those are the two common questions I get. And number one, we work really hard to get in front of people, right? I think number one is a thing that we actually do and focus more on when we're growing a business, to just grow a prospect list. But number two is actually where the sale is made in the follow-up. And that's the reason why I posted that thing yesterday about how it takes about 5 to 12 follow-ups for a prospect to actually buy from you. And follow-ups on social media and on the internet isn't the same as like the follow-up you would think. I think a lot of people think when, oh, well, follow-up, does that mean we're calling them and we're like bugging them nonstop? No, that actually means different things. It could be a live, right? Someone jumps on your live, that's a form of a follow-up. It could be an email that you have sent out, that is a form of a follow-up. It could be a content post that they engage with and either comment on or had like swipe through if it was a carousel. That is a type of follow-up. So I want you guys to think about how could you be leaving money on the table where, you know, you've grown your business in a sense where you have prospects, but now you don't necessarily know what to do from here. You don't know what to do. You don't know, you know, what to say once they're in your pipeline. And you don't know how to turn them into buying clients, buying customers. And that is where I come in, you guys. Today, I just dropped a flash sale to my email list. I have over 1,000 people in my email list, about 1,400. And I dropped a flash sale to my email list about a power session. I called it a power session with me. and you are going to be spending about 60 to 90 minutes with me. It's 50% off of the original price. If you guys are interested in doing a power session with me for 2023, I suggest you DM me and then I'll throw you on my email list. And then from there, you can actually click the link to buy. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying this is because that is what I'm talking about. Creating an offer. I literally created this offer today, minutes prior to sending the email. And the reason why I do this, and the reason why, if you are on my email list, you know I make offers all the time. The reason why is because that is essentially the proper way of having your email list. You're supposed to educate your email list, your prospect list. You're supposed to nurture them. You're supposed to engage them. You're supposed to not let it fall off the radar and kind of forget about your prospect list just because you're working so hard on trying to generate leads. The thing about it is that let's say you have 20 prospects on your email list, but you have no clue how to sell to them, and you're working really hard to get new prospects on your list. It doesn't matter how many prospects you grow your list to if you don't know how to sell to your current prospect pipeline. Does that make sense? So you could go all the way up to 100, but if you don't know how to sell to them, it's worth nothing. Okay? You could go to 1,000, 10,000. If you don't know what to say, you don't know how to make offers, you don't know how to sell, you don't even really want to sell because you have fears around sales, this amount of people in your pipeline, it pretty much doesn't matter what you currently have. You know, what I'm currently right now trying to figure out is how to go live on Facebook, which is so weird because I haven't gone live on Facebook and it's making it difficult. Like I have to, something's happening. So I'm not able to go live on Facebook, which I'm really irritated about. But anyway, the thing though that I'm trying to articulate here is that I want to ask you guys, how many people do you have in your current list? 50 to 100, 200, 300. Maybe 10, right? Whatever that list looks like. How many times have you emailed this year? How many times have you emailed your offers? I was talking to the lady. You know, she is an amazing trainer, speaker, and in the spiritual life coaching industry. I asked her, how many times did you email that offer? And she just said once. That's a problem. That means you've only given your prospects only a one-time opportunity to open the email, read it, and make a decision on to transact with you, to buy from you, and to take on your services. You only gave your prospect one time. And if you look at people, and even if you look at your own buying habits, it actually takes us more than once before we consider the person as a person to buy from, right? We don't just get one email or even one commercial on TV. We don't just say, oh, that garage door opener company is the garage door opener company I'm gonna go for with just one commercial. Commercials run. And it's called a campaign because it is a sequence of ads that have to go out for the customers or the audience to actually think in their head, do I even have a garage door problem? Yes or no? Okay, then do I want to consider this company as a garage door solution? Yes or no? Is their price something I want to part ways with? Is the money that they're asking for something I can actually let go of for the thing that they're asking for? Yes or no? You see how there's a sequence of thought processes for audiences to actually have to go over before they can even click the link to book with you. There is a sequence of letting go of control, right? There's a lot of control issues when it comes to buying, especially when it comes to service rendered based businesses. For the audience, they're not coming out with something tangible. They're not going to come out with like a book. They're not going to, or potentially a book. You actually get a book from me. But the idea here is that you're not actually selling a product. You're selling information. So there has to be a sequence of opportunities for your audience to say, to think in their head, do I want to transact with this person? Okay. And if you don't give them the opportunity, that means you're not doing a good job at running your follow-up system in your business. So I want you guys to start thinking about that. How many people do you have in your prospect list? Do you have a follow-up system already set up? And if so, what is the conversion in that? If you don't have one set up, you need to DM me. You need to book your session with me. And if you are interested in the flash sale that is going on this weekend, send me a DM and I'll add you to my email list so that you can have that 50% off investment price for the power session with me. But I do. If you guys don't even do anything here, I need you guys to start looking at follow-up systems to implement in your business. Because if you don't have one, and if you are kind of just willy-nillying your prospect list and kind of letting them sit there, that is gonna be a huge problem for you. And that is probably the reason why you're not making money. Now, the second thing is if you have a prospect list but don't make any offers, however, you're constantly giving them information, you're giving them coaching, you're giving them valuable content for their lives to be better. And this is what I call how-to content. If you're giving them too much how-to content and you're not making any offers to work together, that is also a big problem. So you could really be talking to these people, but if you don't know how to do sales and you don't know how to make offers and you don't know how to pitch your services, that is a big thing to overcome. That is a skill set you need to learn in 2023. You can actually learn that with me, and I can teach you exactly how to do that and what to do, what to say, what not to say, what to write, what not to write, call to actions that work and call to actions that don't work. And there's a difference between those who over nurture through amazing content but don't make any offers, and then there's another thing where you don't even contact your prospect list at all. So the good news is that if you do contact your prospect list and you nurture them all the time, they've already developed a very trusting relationship with you. Now it's the matter of how do you make an offer to them? And if you're in that boat, you guys, you need to get on the phone with me. You need to DM me for my flash sale power session for this weekend, because these people are already ready to go for you. You just have to get really good at your call to action. You need to get really good at your pitch, your service, pricing, and packaging for them to take action with you. Okay, I hope this makes sense, you guys. This is the biggest way I think we are leaving money on the table. If you do not have a follow-up system in your business, you guys are absolutely just leaving these prospects with nothing to work with, and then on top of that, you don't have any business coming from them. You don't have any money that is coming to you from them because you just don't have this process in place. All right, so that is it for me today. Thank you so much for watching. If you guys have questions, please DM me. Again, my flash sale for the power session for 2023 is going on. It's from today all the way up to Sunday midnight. It is 50% off the original price. So make sure to DM me so that I can add you to my email list and we can dive into a power session, get you money in your bank account from these prospects that are currently in your pipeline. All right, have a great day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share.
If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.